Thank you for calling XBL Logistics. My name is Sandra. How may I assist you today?
Hello, Ms. Sandra. This is Brett, a driver. I have an order number for you.
Go ahead.
It is 07 Alpha 0 0315.
Now, I'm sorry. So you kind of muffled. I didn't understand half of what you said. Could you repeat that for me?
Indeed, it's 07 Alpha 0 0315.
Thank you. That's 07 Alpha 0 0315. Let me phrase you down and pull up that order for you.
No problem.
Thank you for holding for me. Can you verify the customer's name and address?
James Denny, 10 Crown Shield Street, apartment 23 in Peabody, Mass.
Thank you for verifying the information. Show us that this is a Home Depot order. How can I assist you today?
So on the order, I have notes stating that basically that they didn't need the arc fault, ground fault outlet installed or a water hammer arrestor. I'm in the home now. The customer doesn't have either of those. So we need those added to the order in order to be able to install the dishwasher.
Okay, so you have an additional service that you need for the order?
Correct.
Okay, because we don't add additional services for Home Depot. We're going to have to call the store. They're going to have to approve that. They handle that.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm going to be on the phone for a while.
Okay, now what's the items that you did need to add?
So we need to install a water hammer arrestor.
Water hammer arrestor.
And
okay.
We need to install a arc fault, ground fault protected outlet.
I'm sorry, a who?
An arc fault and ground fault protected outlet.
Arc fault? I said
yep,
F-U-L-T?
Yes, indeed.
Okay, and ground fault. And that's a protector, you stated?
Yeah, it's a arc fault, ground fault protected outlet. Basically, if there's any arc fault or ground fault in the electrical system.
All right. Let me play. No, what are these notes? Hold on just 1 second.
Yep.
Thank you for holding it for me. Reading the notes here, it says on the 17th, customer currently has an AFCI-GFCI outlet.
Mm-hmm.
And then it states on the 17th, email service provider regarding outlet will need to do change order if no outlet is present.
Yep, and that's what I'm calling to do.
Okay, because it's not at the house or... It
so
is
they don't
there.
Have one. It's just the building was built in 2005. It's just it wasn't code back then. So it's just it's not that it doesn't have it. It's just it was never required until now.
Okay. All right. Hold on just 1 second. Let me get a store call.
Thank you.